You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Happy Church, Pursuing Radical Joy as the People of God, by Timothy Parker McConnell. This book is read by Mike Chamberlain. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with InterVarsity Press, originally published in English as Happy Church, Pursuing Radical Joy as the People of God, copyright 2016 by Timothy Parker McConnell, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword. John Ortberg. If we were to look at the average Christian and reasonably assume that we are trying to learn from God to be like God, we might assume that God is a relatively grumpy being. We are so grumpy ourselves that we would have to assume our God is miserable. Gandhi reportedly said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." I like your Christ. I just don't like your Christians. Christians, what kind of Christ are we reflecting? God is not a grumpy God. God created all things out of nothing by sheer love. God made everything good and beautiful just because He wanted it that way. God is a joy-loving and a joy-giving God. Jonathan Edwards taught that God is happy. He said, "The whole of God's internal good or glory is in these three things: His infinite knowledge, His infinite virtue or holiness, and His infinite joy and happiness." God is all-knowing, all-righteous, and all-happy. He's not just omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent. He's omnicelebrant. Our relationship with God is a gift. It is the gift God gives that we get to participate in these aspects, these attributes of God: knowledge, virtue, and joy. We get to know God. We get to receive transforming power to be made holy like God over time. And we get to participate in God's joy, God's happiness. God communicates these aspects of Himself to us in His glory, and we return them with praise. One of the primary purposes of the church, one of the main reasons why God has placed a church on earth and gathered us up to be a part of it, is so that the world can know who He is by looking at the people He redeems and gathers. Do our gatherings reflect a fundamentally happy and joyful God? Can you taste and see that the Lord is good when you gather in Christian fellowship at your church? Does your church stand out in your community as a refuge of gladness, a bastion of joy, a reservoir of happiness? Are you participating in the joy of God? The truth is, we who are leaders have a lot to say about the tone and culture of our church. And I'm not merely talking to pastors here, but teachers and small group leaders, worship leaders, Bible study facilitators, youth group counselors, nursery workers, moms and dads and big brothers and little sisters and pew sitters, and even the guy who just came because his friend forced him after he lost a bet on a round of golf. All of us. We all contribute. We all play a part to make the church the church. Is it a happy church? God is a joy-giving God. I've not only read Tim's book, but I get to work with him on a regular basis. He has spent a lot of time reading smart thinkers from periods of the history of the church I have only heard about in seminary. I love the way his brain works, and I'm so grateful for this resource he has put together for us to examine our life together as the body of Christ. There is deep meaning to the things we do together as a church. These things all have deeper meaning. And just to remind ourselves of what we're doing when we gather, and we sing, and we pray, and we read scripture, and we laugh, and we cry, just to sit back and think about
Sample complete. Ready to continue?